Welcome to the Brian Wright Audio Experience, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs grow their business, make more money, and successfully navigate through the chaos of life, all while working, spending, and stressing less. And now your host, he's a husband, a father of two, an international business and life coach, and a trusted motivational speaker for some of the most respected companies in the world, such as Invisalign and many others, Brian Wright.
Hey, Brian Wright Show Nation. Welcome inside the broadcast booth. Hope everybody is doing great out there, and welcome into another edition of the Brian Wright Show. I want to up front and say I am fired. I have had a absolute chaotic past couple months since the last podcast went out. Invisalign has me going all over the place doing stuff. New patient group, Right Chat, and other companies over in the healthcare space have been busy. We've been doing events. I've also been speaking at some entrepreneur events, some business and life coaching events. And I actually had one of you stop me in Breckenridge. This was, gosh, I don't know, a couple months ago. And you know, they said, "Hey, are you Brian Wright?" And I said, Yeah, who are you?" And they introduced themselves, and we ended up having a good time. I was with my buddy, and we ended up sitting at a bar and having some cocktails and blah blah blah. But she stopped me because she was like, "What the hell, man? Like, where are the episodes? You started to have them coming, and then they stopped. So I've had to, you know, I've listened to all your new patient group podcast episodes. And I'm done using my imagination, man. I know you're talking orthodontists and doctor business owners over there. I need you to come back over to our space, baby, and promise me some more episodes." And I have no excuse other than the reality of sometimes the shit show that goes on and just being pulled in a million different directions. So I apologize, everybody out there, but I am back. We're back in the broadcast booth behind the mic here, and we're going to finish up today. We're in the middle of a series and signs that you struggle with self-discipline. We're coming off part two. Today is part three. We're going to wrap it up and move into some different episodes. This is the first time you're checking in, and sometimes I don't say this enough, but I mentioned it in the previous podcast, and if this is the first episode you've ever come across, there's really three key things that we hit on this podcast. And those are life, career, business. How to get the most out of your life, most out of your career, employees out there, and then business owners, entrepreneurs out there, the most out of your business. And very passionate about those three topics. That's what I go all over the country teaching, all over the world teaching, in fact. And that is what this podcast is, life, career, business. And we're passionate about it, man. We are receiving thousands of downloads, and I am so thankful to all the listeners. And today in part three, we're going to be talking about neglecting. And this is a great sign that you need to pay attention to if you neglect personal growth. Look, the number one marketing investment as a business owner, the number one marketing investment is personal growth, self-education. A degree, everybody out there, a college degree will make you a living. Self-education, personal growth will make you rich. So I want you all to remember that saying. I want you to lock that in the memory bank because it's so true. But business owners out there, personal growth. Employees out there, this happens so much. If you want more money, a raise, a bonus, whatever it may be, personal growth. You can always go back to it. What are you offering the business owner today that you didn't yesterday? What can you go to your boss, your leadership team, and say, "These are the things that I am bringing to the table. These are the books I've read. These are the skill sets I have." Is personal growth. This is difficult for a lot of us because personal growth oftentimes means looking in the mirror. And that is humans. Oftentimes we are not so great at that. The other one, and this is life, it's the same way, is personal growth. It is a clear indication that you lack self-discipline if you are not consistently making time for personal growth. You know, if you look at personal growth, let's take business owners out there, you're listening, and employees, this will work for you too if you work for somebody else. But let's talk about this for a second. You know, one of the things that I talk about a lot, and I'm actually starting a third podcast. I haven't figured out exactly what the podcast name is going to be. I have no idea, but it's really around experience and hospitality. I am in the process of writing a book called Unexpected Hospitality. I think that's probably too long of a podcast name, probably. I mean, I can't imagine, you know, the Unexpected Hospitality podcast. I don't think that's going to work. But the concept around that other podcast is, and there'll be several topics on this podcast about it directed at business owners and employees that work for those business owners, is experience sells. So if you go to a Walt Disney as an example, they don't have anything set up for you to win. Everything is choreographed behind the scenes to ensure they win. But you feel damn good about them winning, right? You spend more money, you come back, you talk about your experience, you refer other people, you come back and spend more money, you buy the more expensive hotel, you upgrade to a VIP pass, you don't have to wait in line. Everything is choreographed according to them to win. Now, they've gone a little cuckoo and politically crazy, but they still, from a hospitality standpoint and a true brand experience standpoint, stand towards the top. Are there others? Are there others that are way better? Yes, but they're less known, so it's harder to talk about it. The Montage is an example. The Montage is one of the finest hotel experiences that you will ever come across, better than the Ritz-Carlton. But when I'm speaking on stage, I use the Ritz-Carlton whenever talking about hotels, because whether you've stayed at one or not, you know the name. Not many people, or not nearly as many people, know the Montage name. The challenge with experience, though, I have a point to all this. The challenge with experience is it takes significant personal growth from the business owner and the employees in order to carry it out. Like, the choreographing behind the scenes has to be role played and practiced rigorously and tested rigorously in order for whenever the game starts and the audience shows up, for it, for the playbook to come to fruition in its finest sense. But without the personal growth, meaning how to speak on the phone's different, little selfie videos, the experience when people walk through your doors and how you greet them, and a tour around your business, to if you're a restaurant out there and, you know, does the chef come out to the tables, and all these things that we install into businesses all over the world, it is a major change to the culture and how things go today. Well, with the businesses that we don't succeed in, and they're few and far between, but they all have one very similar trait in common. Matter of fact, it's the only thing that they have in common because of how much success we do have. It's that their culture and their willingness to change to become better, the personal growth, doesn't exist. Right? Business owners out there, that's what happens whenever the employees run your organization rather than you being a leader and you running the organization. Right? You hire an outside party, they come in and bring change, the employees push back, you whimper, and you cow down. The next thing you know, the company you hired, is there's no way for them to have success. And when we come in and work with all your businesses out there, it's a lot of change, because it's a lot of role play, a lot of practice around salesmanship and hospitality and verbiage and presentation and consumer psychology and how you revamp the consumer journey from A to Z. Because a customer service organization knows how to get what they want while delivering more than people would have expected. But this takes major, major self-improvement, personal growth. It takes blocking time on your calendar. Restaurants out there, it takes you seeing the value and blocking an hour or two every week. And instead of having tables and patrons there, you have role play scenarios and you do social media content and you practice the playbook that you want to work so well whenever your patrons, your clients, your customers, patients, doctors over the New Patient Group podcast that also follow this one. Whenever they're there, whenever the audience is there, you have to implement that playbook in a seamless fashion. And this choreographed journey really helps. Now, I got off on that tangent simply because of the topic today, self-improvement. So many of you out there, business owners, you have no block time, right? It's restaurant opens and it's your breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know, my plumber shop, it opens and it's, you know, from 9 to 5. And your lawyer's out there, it's like, I'm going to be the best lawyer and we're going to get as much money as we can. And from 9 to 5, we're open, right? And if all of you, you know, if there were sport teams that functioned like that, all of you sport fans out there, your team would never be worth a shit because they have no time to practice. They have no time to implement the game plan. They have no time for self-improvement, personal growth. So all of you, and going from business, I'm going to work this business owner backwards, but business owners out there, one of the best marketing investments you'll ever make is to block time for role plays in practice. This sounds like a foreign concept for most people because you're so worried about the just ridiculous pay-per-click advertising and postcards and commercials. Meanwhile, people see your commercial, they call your business, you don't even answer the damn phone, and you miss, you know, 10 new customers a month simply because you don't see value in investing in, and this will be a podcast at some point, the largest lost opportunity cost for a small business is the phones. Period. End of story. There is nothing else that even remotely comes close. I cannot tell you with my other company, RightChat, over in the orthodontic space where we answer missed new patient calls, but we answer it as their employee, remote into their software, schedule the new patient. So you would never even know a third party answered. It's a very seamless process, very popular company. We average 6 calls a month that we schedule that these places miss during regular opened business hours, 6 a month. That's what we average. So if you take an average case fee, say for Invisalign, $6,000 is right around an average case fee in orthodontics. That's $36,000 of revenue we save them every single month. Now, the problem with the data I'm reading you now is that you can't see that on your sheet. You know, restaurant owners is an example out there. If you go and you print out your data sheet every month, it will not tell you that 7 people this month tried to call and make a reservation and nobody answered the phone and they ended up buying from the other Italian restaurant 2 miles away or steakhouse or whatever the hell you mean, but you get the point. And this happens all the time. So the data, and there's going to be several podcasts about this topic as well, you know, the data you see on paper is bullshit. And I get at this because a lot of you, it's a foreign concept to block time because in your mind, you're like, okay, that hour that I'm blocking, you know, we could have tables in our restaurant. I could be out fixing somebody's house. I could have 2 consultations at my law office. I could have 2 new patients in my orthodontic practice. See, the mindset for a lot of business owners is the same. And what I will tell you is that if you use that time right and you actually practice and role play, again, example, restaurant. And if this is the first time checking in, I use restaurant examples all the time. They're my favorite customer to work with. Our restaurants absolutely blow up. Their revenue goes nuts. Their profit goes through the roof. And their customers are turned into a fan base. And you cannot believe how much success we have at them. Plus, I've been to some professional schools. I love to cook as well. So I use the restaurant examples a lot because of how much I love them. But if your waiters actually knew how to sell and how to get somebody to buy the $200 bottle of wine instead of the $100, how to sell to get people to buy the specials off the menu rather than the specials for tonight rather than off the menu, how to get them to choose dessert over not choosing dessert, you know, how to get them to get an additional cocktail as opposed to not. And those are small examples of so much more. And when you do that, you don't need to see as many tables to make twice the money. You can also, because the chaos isn't there, you can also spend more time focused on the customer experience because you're not so chaotic getting 10 times the amount of tables through the door to make the same amount of money, or in many cases, still not make the amount of money you would have made seeing 10 times less. And this is all because you do not see value in personal growth. And employees out there, you know, if, and a lot of you listen as well. So, you know, one of the things I think is really cool about what we do, this podcast, going around on stage, going into people's businesses, one of the things I think is really cool is that the employees know. Now, we can't get through to all of them because there's just some people in life, and these are usually the first people to complain how much money they're making. There's some people in life you cannot help. Like mindset-wise, they have no interest in self-improvement. If stuff goes wrong in their life, it's somebody else's fault. You get the point. So you can't get through to them. But a lot of people you can. They either already get it, or if you sell them hard enough, motivate them hard enough, you can get through to them. And what I have found is because we care so much, employees out there, about your career and about what you're getting out of your life, is that the employees love us there because whether it be a parental upbringing or not having a role model figure, we can become that and help them transform their life. And they realize that. And therefore, they give more to the business, more effort, more of their time, energy, et cetera, et cetera. And it's really cool to see because the business owners listen out there, you benefit from that. And that is called leadership. Like caring about your people, being empathetic with your people, and actually giving a damn about their lives and their family and what's going on outside your doors. This is another piece that unfortunately is such a foreign concept to so many of you out there as you dump thousands into advertising. You know, meanwhile, your culture is in the toilet because, you know, if you took that same money and dumped it into inside your doors, you would quadruple your return than any outside advertising will ever do for you. And the beauty part is that 99% of people cannot grasp the message that we talk about. That's the beauty. That's why the 1% either already gets it and doesn't know how to do it, or they get it, they're doing it, they could do it better, but that's why they're kicking everyone else's ass. Like the recipe of the famous companies. That is what we teach on here. The famous entrepreneurs, the famous companies, why people are successful, why others aren't. That is what we dive into on here. You all have to block time for personal growth. You've got to block time to do things that are going to improve yourself. If you're scared of shooting social media content as a business, then get your ass on the phone as fast as you can. This is what a past podcast have been about in this series. Stop procrastinating, get your face on the phone and get over yourself. You'll get better and better and better and better. Block time every week to make sure that is happening. You want to sell more alcohol at your restaurant? Block time, find somebody that can teach your waiters how to sell. Not like a car salesman, right? But doing it through experience, through consumer psychology, knowing what to say, how to say it, most importantly, when to say it when they're at the table. Presentation skills. So many of you lose your ass out there because of how your menu is set up at the restaurant, how the waiters don't even present dessert unless somebody brings it up. But even if they do, they don't present it wrong. There's all kinds of psychological components to that. They mess up. And if you just block the damn time, voila, all of a sudden your liquor sale problem goes away. All of a sudden your specials for the evening sale problem goes away. Or if you don't think you have a problem, the beautiful thing is that you can add to the success you believe you're already having. And employees, I got this earlier, is that employees listening out there, this is for your own good. Like making you practice and role play speaking on the phones, overcoming objections on the phones, overcoming and handling complaints on the phones or in person, how to upsell people, how to ask for referrals, video testimonials, five-star reviews. You know, it blows me away how many businesses I walk into and nobody asks you for a video testimonial. Everyone's YouTube stations are blank, non-existent, when it's the best marketing, period, you can have of anything that goes outside your doors. You can use video marketing to help people show up to their appointments. You can use video marketing to get people psychologically ready to buy. You can use video marketing for the people that have already bought from you to keep them engaged with whatever business you are. And as your YouTube views go up, your Google search rankings are linked to them because Google owns YouTube, and you're boosting your search rankings and working back towards more people finding you. Like, this is a program we have that is so brilliant. So brilliant. You know, when's the last time you scheduled at a restaurant and you got, for the first time, and you got a video from the head chef welcoming you to the family, taking you on a virtual tour through the kitchen, talking about where he went to school or where she went to school, how you source the food? It never happens. Why? Because people are so, this is how you get more worried about advertising and what goes on there and shooting more deer, that they forget how to cook the ones frozen in the being willing to put yourself in any difficult position. This is why all these hospitality and experience things will do whatever it takes for the organization that you work for. Give you such an advantage. And if you work for good leaders out there, they will reward you for that. Whatever industry you happen to be out there. Well, my company, RightChat, it all takes personal. One of the ways that we bonus. I've always had a problem.
Is uncomfortable because
bonusing people for what their job is. Then how you, right? It's like salespeople. Well, you'll get a bonus if you hit this, Wasn't that what you're supposed to do? Now, I get it. Like, if you're supposed to make 5 sales and you made 8, you get a bonus for everyone above that. Like, I get that. But the problem with so many bonus systems out there is it's got nothing to do and it doesn't wrap itself around personal growth. Like with RightChat, we buy our agents books. The books are around hospitality, sales, like self-improvement, like we're talking about today. It's all about personal growth. And they read it and they give a book review to the organization. We determine if the book review really showed that they read it, blah, blah, blah. And if they did, bam. So we give them whatever it is, $1,000 here, $2,000 there, $500, whatever it may be, it's undefined. But the beauty of that is it's all tied to personal growth. We are making them do something, and we're not making them. It's actually like an extra credit model. But the people who stay with our organization, they always do it. The ones who could care less, they weed themselves out of any company I run. Because the whole company is around self-improvement. Because those books make them better agents, and guess who gets a better experience because of it? Our customers. And you see how that works. Like, putting a bonus system for sales in place in your organization, okay, fine. I see it. I understand it. Not going to argue with it. But it doesn't make your team any better. It doesn't make your team any better for the customer you serve. So there's better ways. And it's all around, again, the personal growth. And how business owners and employees out there, how this ties back to life is the same way. If your business is better, if your employees are happier, if they're self-improving, if you're self-improving as an entrepreneur, your lives will all be better. But it also applies in life, meaning that you've got to have time to read books. You've got to be disciplined with that. You've got to have time to push just your thoughts forward and challenge your thoughts. You know, one of my favorite things to do over on the new patient group side, we install all kinds of cool things in orthodontic practices. And this is the same thing we do when we're working with all of you, restaurant, whatever, whoever you are, is, you know, in my mind, I'm like, man, that sounds like a good idea. And then 3 weeks later, I'm like, man, I got another one. All right, which one's better? I'm like, well, let's run a pilot. Let's see statistically which one produces better. And it's cool because as I self-improve, as I read, as I come up with more ideas, as I, you know, just get more experience year to year, just you have all these thoughts. If you remain open-minded and you're passionate about personal growth and passionate about the customer and the listeners and the audience when you're on stage, you always want to be doing new cool stuff. But then you start being like, all right, which one works? And this is the beauty for all of you out there is that you just test it. You just test it, see which one works better. And the second you find one that statistically works better, you know, you test it for 6 months or a year, you get enough reps in to see which one works better. By then you'll have 5 other ideas. And you just keep testing this stuff. And I think it's so cool to see. And that way we can wrap it up today. Go back. So this starts with discipline versus motivation. And that's a really good one that very passionate about. And then this was the third one after that, that just goes into signs that you're really struggling with self-discipline. And I could do a part 30 on this, but we'll circle back another time and do some more. But this is how business owners, you will skyrocket your growth, your efficiency, you will reduce chaos if you just practice your playbook. And if you don't have a playbook, if you don't know what to practice, that's where you hire people like myself. It doesn't have to be me, but this is where it's so important for you to all understand is you've got to be working with somebody out there that can take the expertise of sales and psychology and experience and hospitality and verbiage and presentation and tie it into this beautiful bow and bring it into your business. And it is unbelievable, the results, employees, the results for you as you self-improve and you grow, and how much better your life becomes, all of it, which is what I want for all of you out there. Better life, better career, better business entrepreneurs out there. I hope you enjoyed part 3. And again, I apologize for taking so damn long to get back here. It's been a long delay and I apologize for it very much. But we're back. We got some new ones coming. I appreciate all of your support out there. We'll talk to everybody soon. Bye-bye.